Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. I once wrote a song, "The Last Will of Jesus." Today, I'm inspired to write about the last words of Jesus. The last words of Jesus. What were the last words of Jesus according to St. Mark, the feast of today? "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Anyone who believes is saved. Anyone who does not is condemned." And after that, he was taken up to heaven. What a moment for them. So today we are all called to the work of evangelization. It may sound so daunting. It may sound so overwhelming to say you have been called to preach. Not just the priest, not just the deacon, not just the bishop. You are also included to preach, to evangelize. It's a collective work. It may sound so very demanding, but that is what it is. But you know, the good news is we don't need the gospel to be perfect. We don't need to know it perfectly before we can preach. The gospel is something we receive daily, we live it out, and we pass it on. You receive the gospel, you live it, and you pass it on. How do I mean? St. Mark, the apostle we celebrate today, was not among the original 12 apostles. Yesterday, during the evening mass, I spoke about the 13th apostle. St. Paul is the 13th apostle. Even though he wasn't chosen by Christ while he was alive, Christ chose him after his resurrection, and that made him an apostle. So when you read the writings of St. Paul, he calls himself an apostle. So today, Mark was not among the original group of the 12 apostles, but he gave us something remarkable, the Gospel of Mark. He was a companion of St. Peter, and the gospel he wrote was what he heard from Peter. All he wrote was about what Peter said. The Gospel of Mark is the shortest of all the four Gospels. And what is the distinguishing feature of this Gospel is the fact that it is packed with the actions of Jesus, the miracles of Jesus, the actions of Jesus. And today when you read the Gospel of Mark, you see how Jesus performed miracles, how he was very active. Now, turn it around. You and I, can we be the gospel others can read and understand Jesus? He was not among those who experienced Jesus. But then when we read him, read his words, read his writings, we are drawn to the personality of Jesus. And that's why we know the last words of Jesus, go and preach the good news. Go and preach the good news by our lives. St. Peter, one of my favorite chapters of St. Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5. It says, in preaching, in evangelizing, two things we need. The first is to clothe ourselves with humility. Humility. In evangelization, we don't have to be arrogant. We don't have to be proud. We don't have to be bitter. We have to, you know, in trying to push others, in trying to make others forcefully receive the gospel, we push them away. Let humility lead the way in the course of our evangelization. And the second thing St. Peter tells us is cast your worries, cast your cares to the Lord. We have burdens we carry. We have fears we carry, anxieties. We cannot preach the good news with all of this weighing us down. Nobody will believe you. He's saying, do all you can to cast it on the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Give it back to the Lord. And there lies, you know, the freedom to express the good news of Christ. And lastly, he says to us, your enemy, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Be firm in your faith and resist him. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Are we resisting the devil? Remember this. Always remember this. There is no vacuum. There is no place for vacuum in the world. Nature abhors vacuum. If God is not filling you up, the devil will fill you up. Your enemy, the devil, roams around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Be firm in your faith and resist him. Let us continue to be light in the kingdom of God and not in the kingdom of darkness. Amen.